Unity State Deputy Governor Tor Tungwar says environmental pollution in the area has caused serious health problems for South Sudanese, including children, some of whom have become blind after bathing in polluted water, and others who are born with deformities.
We have many cases of pollution arising from oil. A child from Cochin County was affected in the eye when he was trying to take a bath in the river and ended up losing his sight. We also have a big problem where kids are being born deformed, some with no leg and others even blind.
Deputy Governor Tungwar says many oil wells were covered by floodwaters during the last rainy season, which can cause polluted water. He warns unless national authorities intervene, the situation may worsen in the coming rainy season. Tungwar says the state has raised the matter several times with officials from the National Petroleum Ministry, who he says are well aware that toxic pollution may be taking place at oil fields. He stressed that technical and scientific research is needed in oil-producing areas to determine the magnitude of the problem. Akwoch Ajang Nyanom, who chairs the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, says addressing environmental hazards in oil-producing areas is an urgent matter that needs government intervention.
We call on the government of the Republic of South Sudan and oil companies in the Republic of South Sudan to prioritize issues of environment in oil-producing areas, and especially in Upper Nile. Civil Society Alliance, we had previously written to the government of the Republic of South Sudan through the Ministry of Petroleum, and we have asked the Ministry to do environmental auditing, which it was done a year ago. That has been recommendation from the Ministry, and yet those recommendations are not addressed.
Nyanom says the national government should investigate the oil companies and hold those responsible to account for toxins in the water and air. Efforts to reach other stakeholders in the oil sector for comment were unsuccessful. Port Kang Chol, South Sudan Petroleum Minister, did not respond to repeated calls and texts. Ayuel Akoch, the Vice President of Dar Petroleum Operating Company, a consortium of oil exploration and production companies operating in South Sudan's Unity State, also declined to comment on this story. Joseph Africana Batel, Undersecretary in the Ministry of Environment and Forestry in South Sudan, acknowledges the ministry is aware of the impacts of toxic pollution seeping into the water in oil-producing areas, including Unity State.
There is an environmental audit of all the oil-producing areas that is happening, and we're expecting results from those audits. So they have taken water samples, air samples, blood samples, soil samples from animals and people. So these samples are being tested in some really good labs.
Africana says medical tests should be conducted to the deformed baby born in Unity State. He says his ministry will take action after all the results are completed and recommendations are presented from the environmental audit. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.